to Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1. We've been looking at worship, and I've told you in the past, I'm going to tell you again, that you do not need to have music involved to worship. You can worship outside of music, but you can certainly worship with music, and music and worship go together like peas and carrots. You know, they're hand in hand with one another, and man, it is an excellent way to completely focus on God is through music. And so we're going to kind of look at that, and I've already talked to you a little bit about this, but Psalms is the hymnal of the Bible. And it was written a long time before Jesus was born. So it's interesting that we have lost the music to the Psalms. I shared one with you earlier that that has the music been put back to it, so we can put the music back to them. It's a great way to memorize them. The Psalms are a great place to go in difficult times, in good times, in happy times, in seasons of our life when things are difficult and when they're great. So the thing about Psalms 1 that is so interesting to me is a lot of times there's some very, some of you know some Psalms and you know some of the ones that are very dear to your heart, and there's a few of them that kind of stick out to me, like Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Psalms 119, which is an anagram, and it talks about God's word. And if you look in Hebrew, it's the letter. So in English, it would be like there's a paragraph written that all the lines start with the letter A, and then all the lines start with the letter B, and then all the lines start with the letter C, all the way through the whole Hebrew alphabet. And so there are some great Psalms. One of the things that people do in the Bible is, priority-wise, whatever the most important thing is, they always put that one first. Now, if you think about the Ten Commandments, thou shalt have no other gods before the Lord your God. Man, if you keep that one, you got all the rest of them taken care of, right? It's the first one. And so Psalms 1 is a very important psalm. And it's something that people would have gone back to over and over again. It's something that we need to look at and that we need to go back to over and over again. With that said, let me give you kind of an outline of the book of Psalms, and then we'll go back and we'll collect some of the details. There's six verses in Psalms chapter 1, and the first three are going to describe the ways of the righteous. Verses 4 and 5 are going to talk about the way of the wicked. Now, that's the word that the psalm uses. And so that's the word we're going to use. And then finally, verse 6 is going to summarize the psalm. Okay? It's like a good paragraph. The last sentence is going to summarize. So, and what Psalms 1 is going to do is it's going to describe two different ways of living. There's going to be two different ways of living here. And you can tell maybe from the outline that there's the righteous way of living and there's a wicked way of living. Okay? And it's not going to give us any other options. There's two ways to live in righteousness and to live in wickedness. So let's take a look at this. We'll read through it and then we'll go take it verse by verse. Chapter 1, verse 1 says, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does he prospers. The wicked are not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Now, this is a song, and when we read this, when I read this, it doesn't really seem like a lot of songs from our day, does it? I mean, a lot of times in our songs, if we're singing church songs, we're singing about like God's grace upon us, God's righteousness upon us, God, you know, God blessing us, and we don't usually have this back and forth between righteousness and wickedness. Okay, some songs address that wicked side of us, but most of the time, it's not as diverse as this. So let's kind of take a look at this psalm And as you can see on the screen, I've highlighted and underlined some things. If you bring your own Bible, these are words that I think are important to help us understand this psalm. And so I would encourage you, if you write in your Bible, I know some of you don't feel it's a good thing to write in your Bible. I personally write in my Bibles, and because it helps me to understand God's Word. So these are things maybe you put a box around, or you underline them, or you circle it, or whatever, to help give you some understanding. Now, again, this text was originally in Hebrew, and it's been translated to English. Not only do we have that gap of language in this psalm, but we also have some major gaps in time and distance and place and background personalities and everything else. You think, man, they didn't have cars or electricity or plumbing or any of the conveniences that we have today. They had a different way of looking at things. They had a different culture. They had different government system. They had all those things that were different. And so some of these words I'm going to kind of describe to you so that we can kind of get a hold of what's happening here. It says this: "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers." Now, I've underlined blessed, does not walk, counsel, stand, sit, and scoffers. And I want to start with this word blessed. And what does it mean to be blessed? Blessed is the man. By the way, this is gender neutral here. This is not just for men. It's for women as well, and for boys and girls. It is that this idea of being happy or to be fortunate. Okay? So if we were to change that word, happy is the person, or fortunate is the person. Now, I know that some of you have probably heard from preachers before that there's a difference between happiness and joy. And happiness goes along with our happenings. In fact, the root word of happiness and happenings go together, right? And joy is something that comes from the Lord. We're going to talk about joy later on here. And we're going to talk about what joy and happiness. But there's this idea of being happy that comes along with not walking. It says the man does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Now, again, there's an idea here in the word walk. If I were to talk to you guys and say that I went on a walk with my wife, and I want you to come up with a mental picture, what does that look like? Okay? If I go on a walk with my wife, does that, I'm like in front and she's like 50 yards behind and I'm going as fast as I can and she's trying to keep up? If you get that picture, you don't know how athletic my wife is. It'd probably be the other way around, okay, first of all. But if I go on a walk with my wife, we don't walk like that unless the path is very narrow. When we walk together, we walk side by side. We walk hand in hand. There's like this fellowship that goes along with walking. And here, the idea of walking is to behave like or to go along with. Now, this is a great psalm for teenagers. And you're going to see that as we go along, because it's going to talk about friends. It's going to talk about whether you have friends that are good and that lift you up, or you have friends that are wicked and they bring you down. Okay? But with that said, what I have found after 15 years in youth ministry and a year in pastoral ministry is that adults are kind of like old teenagers. I don't know if you've noticed that. We've been able to hide some of the things that teenagers have right out on the open. We were able to conceal that a little bit, but we deal with the same types of pressures adults do that teenagers do, and some of the same problems that teenagers deal with. In fact, it's the same stuff with older people is what I've found. Okay? Now, I think when you're a teenager, it's exasperated a little bit. There's a lot of things happening. You don't really know who you are as much, and you got some emotional stuff and some developmental things that are going on. So it's bigger and it's more blown out of proportion in some cases than when you're an adult. But as an adult, I still need to pick good friends. Right? Now look at this. This is the idea of the man who is happy does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. The word counsel there means the way of or in fellowship with those who are wicked. So the Bible is telling us, look, when we stay away from people who are wicked, it brings joy or happiness. It brings blessing to our life. It brings this blessing for us to be able to be happy. Now, I want you to think with this through me for just a second, or think through this with me. And we'll take it. We'll go extreme, because we know that if we go extreme, this is going to be an illustration. If you hang out with druggies, people who do drugs, people who are given to alcohol or marijuana or drugs or those type of things, usually that means that you're going to be doing it too. Okay? You may be able to resist for a time, but if those are your friends and those are the people you always hang